Brad and John.
You want to talk some trash?
This dude smoked 80 cigarettes a day. Simon Cowell. Now, you remember, it was last month, and they had to take him out of his mansion on a stretcher. I guess he fell down the stairs or something. They said at the time he was up in the middle of the night or early in the morning going for some milk, and he tumbled down his stairs. Well, maybe he was going for some booze, because now he says he has changed his lifestyle. He has cut back on cigarettes, and he's ditched the vodka. He's dumped vodka for water, and he has gone from 80 cigarettes a day.
80.
To 2 cigarettes a day.
That's 4 packs a day.
All right. Now, money is no object for a guy like Simon Cowell, but just for the average person, I don't know what cigarettes cost, so I had to look this up. I had to Google it up. And in Seattle, it says for a pack of Marlboros.
Yeah, he's probably smoking top shelf. Yeah, $9, $10.
It's $9. So let's say $10 just to make it easy.
In the UK, probably.
So $40, that's a $40 a day habit. Again, for him, it's not a big deal.
But when you're rolling $250 a week, that's $1,000 a month on cigarettes.
That's a lot. Yeah, that is. Yeah. Well, there are probably people. I don't know what Mellencamp smokes, but he always has one going. He's probably in that neighborhood. 80, but it's 80. How long did it take you to smoke a cigarette?
Less than 10 minutes, 7-8 minutes maybe.
So let's say 5. Now I'm going to get caught up
time,
in that math.
The time.
So if you're doing 80,
I read that his 80 cigarettes a day, they were saying they averaged 6 minutes a cigarette. And they said It was almost 8 hours a day just of straight smoking.
So that would be 8 hours. If you were doing 6 minutes of smoke, you're saying that's 8 hours on what he was knocking back a day.
Yeah.
8 hours.
Six times.
What's he doing the other 8 hours he's awake?
120. Yeah.
We got to eat.
Okay. So 6 times 20 a pack is 120 minutes, which is 2 hours. Times 4 packs, it's 8 hours of smoking a day.
Nonstop.
And you're probably only, a guy like him, he's maybe awake 16 hours a day.
And you got to be in environments where you can't smoke. Like at work, when he's doing that TV show, he probably can't smoke there. Oh, that's.
They should call it American Spirit Idol instead of American Idol. Are you kidding?
Yeah.
That was a good joke.
John Stewart was on the Today Show. And so Matt Lauer asked him about the whole Louis C.K. thing, because Louis C.K. and Jon Stewart, friends.
Stunned, I think. You give your friends a benefit of the doubt. I tried to think of it in terms of, I've had friends who have compulsions and who have done things, gambling or drinking or drugs, and we've lost some of them. Some of them have died, and you always find yourself back to a moment of, did I miss something? Could I have done more? Are the thing. And in this situation, I think we all could have.
Well, the Today Show had to let go one of their bookers for sexual harassment. So they've got their own issues on that program. And then Steven Tyler was asked about Ric Flair, the pro wrestler who said, I don't know if we still have those things in there, those Ric Flair cuts in there. But what did he said it was, I forget how. Well, he claims it was 10,000 women that he slept with in his wrestling career. 10,000 women. And Steven Tyler was asked about that. Yeah. Steven Tyler was asked about that, and he said that he didn't believe.
Well, he
that.
Said at first he said I got him so beat. He said rock stars have an easier time of securing girls and stuff. And then they asked for a specific number, the TMZ people, as they were talking to him, and he said I'm too busy getting high during America's Aerosmith's wildest years. But then when they said okay, well, what about the 10,000? And he said, hey, sounds like he's trying to be Gene Simmons. And they said, well, what about, he called his junk Space Mountain, and then they had 10,000 women on it. And then Tyler said, you know what? That guy's full of ass. He called BS on it.
Well, I suppose if you were to look at just the demographics of a crowd, a wrestling crowd and an Aerosmith crowd, there's going to be a higher percentage of women at an Aerosmith show, I would think, than a wrestling show. Don't you think?
I would hope.
And then now you're going to go to women that the performer Steven Tyler or Ric Flair is going to want.
There's probably some standards in there.
And you're probably going to get a little more to choose from at the Aerosmith show.
Maybe some of the women look like they've been hit by a chair, too, at the wrestling show.
And the pro wrestling show, you know what I mean. So it might be, I can see where it might be a little more, it'd be easier if you're Steven Tyler to get to the 10,000 than if you're Ric Flair. But if you got no standards,
you know,
that's the trash.